Our Planet Money team has been trying to tackle a question that economists have long pondered. What would the distant future be like if machines and computers get so good at all kinds of tasks that lots of people simply do not have to work? The economist John Maynard Keynes wrote about this question back in 1930. Assuming we could figure out how to make sure everyone had enough of everything, he said, we'd face another challenge, what to do with our time. Well, the story you're about to hear is a work of audio fiction inspired by Keynes's question. It's the story of a man with one of the last jobs.
People used to worry about what would happen when all the jobs went away. Can you imagine that? It seems crazy. Look at us now. We are living in the age of leisure. You walk down the street and what do you see? You see social clubs and coffee houses, galleries, theaters, music venues, happenings. The world is full of art and relaxation and joy. And it's all thanks to the automation system I help maintain. I work for quality control.
Time to wake up. Time to wake up. Time to wake up.
Thanks, Coco.
Good morning, David.
I do this job so that everyone else can spend their day doing exactly what their heart desires. And when I get up in the morning, I look outside and I see people relaxed, throwing a frisbee, enjoying their lives. What I see is a well-oiled machine. And I'm just proud to know that I helped make that possible. That's odd.
Hey, where did this come from?
Dad, I'm trying to sleep.
Are you going to go back to sleep or are you going to talk to me?
I'm going to go back to sleep, okay?
No, wrong answer. Who gave this to you?
Dexter.
Dexter? Dexter who? Do I know him?
Dexter Batson. Why do you care?
Because it's broken. Here, listen. Listen to this.
Dad.
Wait.
Dad,
do you hear that?
No.
I need to take this.
Dad, no! Come on!
It's my job. Coco, I'm looking for anything we have on a music box purchased by Dexter Batson.
No records found.
What are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. The music box is right here. Well, what about this Dexter character? What do we know about him? Oh my, look at this. Arrests, disobedience, protests. What are you up to, Dexter? How do we find this guy? Do you have a current location for Dexter Batson?
Dexter Batson is currently at the Wasteland Poetry Club.
Poetry. Typical.
Many mirrored butterflies taking their time, taking my time, ticking away the time. This is the thing. We can't get back.
Excuse me, do you know Dexter Batson?
What?
You've heard Dexter Batson?
He's probably in back.
Hello? Excuse me, is there a Dexter Batson? What is this? Is that a hammer? Is that a lathe? Are you making handmade goods? We have robots for this. This is dangerous and entirely illegal. Everybody, put your tools down. Put that drill down. Step away from these workstations. I'm from quality control. I'm shutting this down. Where is Dexter Batson?
Excuse me, I can help you find Dexter Batson.
Who's in charge here?
Please follow me, and I'm sure Dexter...
Nobody touch those machines while I'm gone.
You're David Kirsch, aren't you?
And why don't you worry about yourself?
Right through this door, please, Mr. Kirsch.
Through here?
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody turn on the light, please? Hello? Hey, unlock this door.
Why are you looking for Dexter Batson?
I know what you people are doing.
What do you think we're doing?
You're operating an illegal facility that manufactures unregulated man-made goods.
You need to let us continue.
Who are you people?
We're the John Henry Society.
Well, John Henry, what you're doing is illegal,
and it's putting the entire system at risk. And I'm shutting you down.
Do you own a cat, David?
What?
You know, a long time ago, we used to keep cats around because they would hunt for mice. Eventually, human beings invented mouse traps. Cats have to hunt mice. It's what they do. It's in their nature. So, we invented toys to keep the cats occupied. Mylar ribbon to tackle, laser pointers to chase around.
Okay, is there a point to this story?
You can't free people from their nature.
And you think their nature is to work?
Cats need to chase mice.
This is crazy. I spend all day looking through the entire system, trying to find imperfections.
Why do you think you're so busy? Where are all these imperfections coming from? Coding? Software? The fact is, you need us.
It's my responsibility to report all of this. It's entirely illegal and irresponsible.
Forget about us. Just drop this entire line of pursuit.
You're asking me to not do my job.
If you won't let us do our work, then you won't have a job to do.
Law enforcement has busted what they are calling a major underground manufacturing ring. This comes after an investigation initiated by Quality Control's David Kirsch.
It's far-reaching. We found branches of it in almost every major city. The John Henry Society can no longer terrorize us with their substandard goods.
And now, back to the weather. Sunny skies are expected for the rest of the month. As our weather.
Congratulations! Our product malfunction rate has fallen by 98%.
Are you sure? That's incredible.
Your capture of the resistance operatives was quite effective.
Great, well, what do we have next?
You have no outstanding work assignments.
Excuse me? Okay, can you please, let me see the activity log for all the current malfunctions.
The malfunction log is empty, but I can book a trip, schedule a massage, reserve a ping pong table.
Coco, what's going on?
May I suggest a day at the beach? It's going to be a lovely day.
Still working?
Give me a second. I'm almost done. See? Look. Complete.
Really?
Give it a go.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. It's perfect.
The Last Job was written and produced by Jonathan Mitchell, who does a lot of stories like that one on his podcast, The Truth. It's part of the Radiotopia Network from PRX.